My name is Rodney Roundtree, and I'm going to read to you one of the stories from my collection of bedtime stories called The Giant Purple Butterfly and Other Bedtime Stories for Little Princesses. This is the fourth story in the collection. It's called The Unicorn's Garden. Once upon a time, a little girl sat out on her front step one early Saturday morning. It had rained very hard all night, and everything was wet. It was the summertime, and already it was getting hot and muggy. The little girl was thinking about what she should do that day, but had not yet made up her mind. Suddenly, she heard a soft voice say, "Excuse me, but is this the way to the unicorn garden?" The little girl looked up, thinking, "Unicorn garden?" When she saw who was speaking, she jumped up with a gasp and covered her mouth with her hand in surprise. There, standing right in front of her, was a beautiful white unicorn. The unicorn repeated herself. "I said, do you know where the unicorn garden is? I got lost in the rain last night and can't seem to find my way." The little girl tried to speak, but all she could do was stammer, Are you a real live unicorn?" The unicorn found this quite amusing and giggled a little. "Of course I am," she said. "Haven't you ever seen a unicorn before?" "Why, no," said the little girl, finally finding her voice. "I thought unicorns were just make-believe and only lived in stories." Well, this annoyed the little unicorn a little, and she said, "Whatever gave you that idea? Of course we're real. I suppose next you'll say that fairies are not real either." "Fairies are real too?" exclaimed the little girl in obvious amazement. The unicorn muttered to herself something about what's become of children these days, and said to the girl, "Well, I guess you can't help me, so I'll be moving along now." "Wait," said the girl, "you look hungry. Would you like to have some breakfast with me before you go?" When the unicorn hesitated, the girl blurted out, "I have some delicious red apples and lots of big orange carrots you can have." For you see, the girl knew from stories that unicorns love carrots and apples, just like regular horses. The unicorn let out a little knicker at the thought of some nice apples and carrots before she could help herself, because she really was very, very hungry. Then she recovered a little and said, "Well, I suppose I can stay just for a little while." So the little girl ran back into her house and filled a large bowl with apples and carrots. She hurried because she was afraid when she got back outside the unicorn would be gone. But when she came back out with the bowl, the unicorn was waiting right there. She quietly nibbled on a carrot while the unicorn hungrily began to eat up all the apples and carrots in the bowl. When the unicorn was done eating, the girl filled the bowl with cold water from the garden hose, and the unicorn happily drank it all up. The unicorn was quite content and happy now, and she said to the little girl, "My name is Rose, because I love roses, but my friends call me Rosie." So the unicorn and the little girl began to chat about various things, and soon became quite good friends. After a while, the unicorn said it was getting late, and she had to go so she could find the unicorn's garden in time for the ball that evening. As she was getting ready to leave, the little girl asked, "Can I go with you?" At first, the unicorn seemed reluctant, but then she brightened and said, "Well, of course. I'd love to introduce you to all my friends. That way I can prove to you that unicorns and fairies are real." They both laughed at that. So off they went together to find the unicorn's garden. Now that the unicorn was rested and felt better, she quickly began to recognize the way, and soon they were on their way to the garden. After a while, the unicorn said, "It's a long way to the garden. Why don't you climb up on my back so I can gallop? We would get there a lot faster that way." "Oh, I'd love to. May I?" the little girl said. The unicorn gave a little snort and knelt down on one knee so the girl could climb up. "Hold tight on my mane," the unicorn said. With that, they began to gallop, at first slow, then faster and faster, until the little girl thought they must be flying. Before she knew it, they had come to a deep forest. They followed a dark trail until they came to a thick grove of briars. "How do we get through?" asked the girl. "There's a secret passage behind the large tree," said the unicorn. The little girl got down, and they both squeezed through a narrow opening behind a big oak tree. They emerged into a beautiful garden, and to the girl's amazement, there were unicorns and fairies and other magical creatures wandering all around. Rose showed the little girl around and introduced her to all her friends, Snowy, Prancer, Warren and Samantha, the unicorns, and Firefly, Alyssa, Eric, and Buttercup, the fairies, were her best friends. They played together in the garden all afternoon, and by early evening it was time for the great ball. Even more fairies and unicorns from all over the world came for the festival. The king and queen arrived with lots of fanfare. The little girl and the unicorn danced with their friends for hours. After a while, Rose noticed the little girl was yawning a lot. She spoke with her fairy friends and arranged for them to fly the little girl home in time for bed. The little girl hugged her new friend Rose, the unicorn, and said goodbye. Then the fairies flew off, carrying the little girl high into the sky. They circled over the garden a couple of times. The little girl cried out with joy. It was such a beautiful sight, flying high over the garden filled with fairies and unicorns, dressed in their finest clothes and dancing in the moonlight. Then, with a final wave goodbye to all her new friends, the little girl was carried off toward home by the fairies. By the time she arrived home, she could hardly keep her eyes open. The fairies tucked her into bed and said goodnight. The little girl murmured her thanks and quickly fell asleep, and all that night she dreamed of riding unicorns and fairies and dancing in the unicorn's garden. The end.